Somebody released this video today, and I want to bring up this band for a reason. You probably know Korn, but you don't know Korn. You probably don't listen to Korn like some people do. You know of them, you don't know them.
Right.
We'll say that.
I've heard of Korn.
Okay. And they had a song called Daddy. And the song Daddy was about the lead singer. He was abused sexually by his stepfather when he was a kid. And his mom sat back and watched.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So here is a piece of the song, and they even have a warning at the beginning of the song. You know, these are some deep ass lyrics.
Right.
And so he wrote the lyrics and did the song. So to remind you how disturbing this song is.
Little child.
Little child looking so pretty.
Come out and play. I'll be your daddy. Innocent child. Looking so sweet. Rape in my eyes.
I rape in my eyes? Is that what
you're saying?
And your flesh I leave.
Okay, so
that's really
very deep,
yeah,
disturbing song. That's true,
right? So that's what artists do. Yeah, they get that stuff out with their art. How old is that song?
It's, I want to say 2002, 2003, but somebody today released a video of Jonathan doing this song in the studio.
Oh.
So when you look at like American Idol now or the singing shows or whatever, you see people singing, and I've always said they have no emotion. They can't connect to the song. The real artists like the Adeles of the world and these people connect to a song because it's so deep.
Right.
Now, to watch Jonathan sing this song in the studio is very disturbing.
John, stuff he writes gets a little deeper for him because it's, you know, real emotional what he gets into. But
he's crying.
All I want to do.
You know, there's not one night up there where when he's not really feeling his lyrics and really singing from his heart. It's every night.
You got to sing this song every night.
Jeez. It's really good therapy, I think. You know, to confront it every single night. And I think for fans of his that had the same experience, I think it's important for them to hear this.
And to see,
it's like he sings from
what
soul.
He went through,
it's hard to find.
Recording this.
Right.
That he almost broke in the studio from doing this song. I mean, he looks like he goes back to when he was 5 years old.
Yeah.
In this vocal booth. He's just in the fetal position.
It's amazing that he's crying while he's singing, but he's using all that emotion in the words. Like, he's so talented. Anybody else would just, like, stop to cry. But he's using it.
I mean, that right there is rock and roll emotion.
Yeah.
This is talent on a level that most artists can't achieve.
it's amazing that he can take that experience, turn it into words and music, communicate it in a very real way, and then has to sing it every time he performs, like sing it every night.
And then he just breaks down here.
Look, I cried the whole time.
He said, "I cried the whole time."
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, and I love
my
this.
Favorite singer in the whole world is in my band.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Everybody in the whole studio, like five or six people, are all
in this right here.
Wow, I have a whole new respect for Korn. I didn't know about this song. This is not a band I was into.
Yeah, look at me. I'm crying. He said.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that puts Korn on another level that somebody
another level
that.
Yeah. But I would think like singing that song every night, as hard as it is, it's really important to share that. It's really important for his audience and his fans to connect to it, either just to understand that's going on in the world, or for people that happened to realize that they also should speak out. They also should. It's okay to, you know, own your pain and talk about that sort of thing. Like it's really brave. It's really brave because so many artists they don't talk about that real stuff. Like, you know, you and I like different bands, but sometimes you'll hear a band and be like, yeah, that's a sort of a fun poppy song, but it's nothing really real going on there. Like that's one of the issues you and I had with, I don't know, at least I won't say who, but there's bands that you and I listen to and we played on the station that were like, there's nothing there.
Mm.
You know, and then you get something like this or some other very real lyrics.
Did you go,
how to save a life? Remember, you used to make fun of me with the how to save a life thing, but that was a very real experience. And, you know, I know you don't care for Ed Sheeran, but his very first big hit, you know, that Angels to Cry thing, whatever that was, about the friend of his who died of a heroin overdose. Oh, my God. Like, very real.
That's real. Ed Sheeran, not that real. Ed Sheeran is kind of real. That's very real.
Yeah, that's very, it's that, really raw.
That, a 40-year-old man, I have a tear in my eye from watching that video from 20 years ago.
Right.
That is deep.